Sunday, October 6th, 2013, 12:04 a.m. As I stated in my written journal, it is cool and cloudy out tonight. A delicious change from what was here about a week ago. It was hot. It was humid. It was miserable. Come to think of it, it was that way less than a week ago. So I'm really happy about the new changes in the weather. I know there are a lot of people in Nebraska and Iowa and Kentucky who are not happy about it, because yesterday and today the weather spawned an outbreak of tornadoes. One of them near, I think it was a town called Wayne, was over a mile wide. Twice tonight, I stepped on a bed of fire ants. I am extremely fortunate that they did not attack. The ground where the ants were felt a little bit too soft for my feet, and that's why I got curious. So I got my flashlight out and shone at the ground, and sure enough, there was a bed there, and I shoved my flashlight into it a little bit, and that got them going. So I poured a half a bottle of bleach on the bed, and that stirred them up even more. So I had to go rummage around and find the ant and roach kill spray. And I hope that took care of what was left of them. The ones that had crawled up onto my porch, I sprayed them. And then I put down some ant poison in the grass, which hopefully they will take immediately to the queen. And as soon as she dies, the mound dies. And let me tell you, I sure hate fire ants. One day I was trying to take a nap and felt this sharp sting on my butt. And I reached around and slapped it, and it turned out to be a queen ant. So I went into the bathroom to have a closer look at it, and I turned on the light, and there were hundreds of ants coming across the floor from underneath the bathtub. I was horrified. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any ant killer, so I improvised and found some off and sprayed the floor liberally with it. And God smiled upon me, because the ants curled up and writhed in agony and then died. That was a big relief for me. That reminds me of a hair salon I heard of once called the Curl Up and Die.